In many parts of the country, strawberries are getting plump and juicy. And who doesn't love a fresh strawberry? Our favorite chef, Kathy Gunst, has some very good ideas to make them taste even better. Hey, Kathy.
Hello, Peter.
So we're going to get into these strawberry recipes of yours. But first, we have to get past the point where we just pick them off the bush and pop them in our mouths, right?
Well, it's hard to get past that point because there are a few summer pleasures as wonderful as, you know, picking your own strawberry at a field, at a farm, from a farmer's market. When they're warm and juicy and ripe, there's really nothing that's quite that great.
I agree. And when you get those strawberries, what's the best way to keep them? Do you put them right in the refrigerator or out on the counter?
I try not to refrigerate them because that does alter the texture and stops the flavor from developing. But if you're not going to eat them within 24 hours, you will need to refrigerate them. However, do not wash them before you eat them because once they get that moisture, they absorb some of it and they start to rot. So wash them as you eat them. And again, no refrigeration for 24 hours. But after that, you want to refrigerate them. And ideally, you don't keep them in the pint or the quart, but they go in a single layer, so they're not on top of each other.
Hmm. All right. Good to know. Now, you have a recipe that uses both cooked and uncooked strawberries. Tell us about that.
I do. This is an old favorite of mine. It's a strawberry glaze pie, and you bake a pie crust, either one that you make or one that you buy. No shame there. And you'd have 2 quarts of strawberries. You take the most beautiful strawberries. You bake the pie shell, you let it cool, and you fill it with these berries tip side up, so stem side down, so they're just so beautiful looking. And then you use the other quart of strawberries, mash them in a skillet with some water and sugar and let them boil down, a little bit of lemon juice and cornstarch. And that is a glaze. Put it through a sieve and then you pour the glaze over these spectacular strawberries. And you have this strawberry glaze pie that is every bit as tasty as it is stunning looking and not complicated.
Tell me more about that glaze. That is always my favorite part of a strawberry pie.
That's all you do. You mash the fresh berries. So you get the sweetness from the berries and the juice with some water and sugar and a little bit of cornstarch to thicken it, and you're there.
All right. All right. Sounds great. So let's go to the next one. You have a recipe for strawberry jam, which could be complicated normally because you need the special jars and something called pectin.
Yeah, but we're going to avoid all of that. And I know you're thinking, oh, I don't have time to make jam. But actually, you do. So again,
sure?
You take fresh... Yeah, I'm sure. I know you have a full-time job, but listen to this, okay? You mix fresh berries with some sugar. I add ground ginger, you know, dry ginger and lemon juice. Boil it over a high heat. Mash it with a potato masher. And then the lemon juice and the natural pectin in the strawberry, it thickens on its own and becomes a jam. And then I stir in crystallized ginger at the end, which you, if you like ginger, you'll love this. If not, you can avoid that. And this is a jam that you can keep in your refrigerator for at least 2 weeks. It's thick, chunky, bright red, wonderfully sweet and summer-like. And honestly, it'll take you less than half an hour. And you will feel so proud.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try it. I will. Now, you are going to roast strawberries in this next recipe. That is a surprise. I've never done that.
It is. It is. I am not a huge fan of savory dishes with strawberries. You'll sometimes see, you know, chicken with roasted strawberries, or you'll see fish with a strawberry vinaigrette. It just turns me off. But I decided to roast strawberries with a little coating of olive oil, sea salt, and a pinch of sugar. And what happened is that the sweetness and the berry flavor intensified. I only roast them for 10 minutes. They hold their shape. And then I made this gorgeous, really sophisticated looking salad that's so simple. Sliced radicchio or red cabbage that's slightly bitter. Thinly sliced radishes. You get the peppery bite. Creamy crumbled white feta cheese. And then these roasted strawberries. And the dressing is just the juices that form in the skillet that you roasted them in. So you don't have to make a separate dressing. It is, you should check out the website. It's a very stunning looking salad.
We will direct people at hereandnow.org, but when you say roasted strawberries, it sounds like an oxymoron. Why does this one work for you if, you know, typically you don't like to roast them?
I think the olive oil and the sea salt transforms this sweet berry into something savory that then worked with these salad ingredients. It was something about balance. What I don't like are like salad dressings that are pureed strawberries and super sweet. I don't know, but boy, this very simple technique won me over.
Mm. And just real quick, Kathy, should we be guilty if we eat a lot of strawberries? Are they good for you?
No guilt here at all. They're 91% water, no fat, and they're 32 calories a piece. So take your kids out, pick strawberries, tons of vitamin C. Okay.
Kathy Guns, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.